Well, I think it was always going to be a matter of when rather than if the UK was attacked again. There hasn't been the tempo of attacks in the UK that France and Germany has faced, but that's largely because we've had a very robust counter-terrorism apparatus that's prevented these attacks taking place. I think you have to say that eventually something like this, a radicalized individual with a car and a knife, was going to be able to carry out this kind of attack. I think the most advanced counter-terrorism apparatus in the world would be able to stop every one of these.
What's your prognosis for the future?
It's a part of the new reality in Europe, isn't it? We've seen this again and again in Europe over the last 18 months. And ultimately, we're going to be seeing it for not just the next 18 months, but I think for the years ahead. It's a very grim picture. And it's ultimately, though, the new reality Europe faces.
Are there any adjustments that can be made as a result of what took place and what was learned that you think would be in order?
I think the biggest change that needs to happen is probably a mindset change where people begin to really recognize that this ideology that inspires people like Massoud to carry out these attacks isn't going away. It's going to outlive ISIS's defeat, eventual defeat, we hope. And we have to start being serious about looking at the source of this ideology. How do we go about defeating it? What kind of resources, what kind of funding do we need to put into this? What are the best groups we need to engage with that will help us understand and overcome threat? And how do we realign our foreign policy and domestic security policy to match that?
Robin Simcox, the Margaret Thatcher Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. GG Green, WTOP News.